What about the other issue that was looked at in the concept trial in terms of the, you know, sort of treatment holiday or the oxaliplatin holiday? How does that translate into clinical management in your own practice? What's the usual routine? You know, let's say you have a patient who's never had any chemotherapy, either presents with metastatic disease or recurrence without adjuvant therapy, just to sort of make it clean. How do you think through the way you're going to approach these people and how you're going to integrate holidays?
That's a really good question. And, you know, mostly we've been treating people on protocols as much as possible, so I have a little bit less opportunity to kind of do this ad hoc. But now that we have the KRAS stratification, there are more people who aren't going on studies because they're not eligible. So I have run into this a little bit more. And I think it is important to get the maximum benefit of the oxaliplatin to take a break for a while and then come back to use it again. So again, in the concept trial, we did 4 months on, 4 months off, 4 months on again, and patients really got out to 12 months before the median time to progression, which is kind of like what we said would happen when we had bevacizumab. We need to get out to 12 months time to progression. So that was somewhat gratifying, and I think it is a way to get more benefit from the oxaliplatin. I think the opposite side of the coin is what we saw in the very large Roche 966 trial that had 1,400 patients randomized to CAPOX or FOLFOX with or without bevacizumab. And in that study, everybody stopped all the chemo at 6 months, and there was very minimum amount of benefit from the addition of bevacizumab. I mean, it was still statistically significant, but the hazard ratio was like 0.83 instead of 0.65, which we would kind of expected for PFS. So if you stop at 6 months, or if everybody gets neurotoxicity by 6 months, then there's no way that you're going to benefit from a drug that improves the progression-free survival.